513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Then other listeners get to vote on whether they like or dislike, and the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of our website, meaning we're more likely to talk about them.
Holy crap, I thought that music was never going to stop.
Yeah, they even bored up, was probably out smoking or something. So here we are. We'll take your calls, 800-259-9231. And so coming up here, we've got the, I guess, Dale, you want to talk about a false dichotomy, and I want to definitely get to that. But I mentioned this Arizona story, so let me throw that out here because we haven't discussed it yet. In any depth on Free Talk Live in the past few days. As you know, the last time we talked about it was earlier this week when the news was that people who were of a, say, brown tinge were moving out of Arizona because on Thursday their new crackdown police state law was expected to go into effect. Then the federal government, some court, decided to step in and essentially say, no, you can't do this. And that's where this article from the Associated Press picks up. And, of course, you know, the viewpoint on Free Talk Live is a little mixed.
So this is a specific action that the sheriff is trying to do and that the court is saying no, not the law.
No, it's not just the sheriff. The entire law.
Oh, the entire law is actually being challenged by the court. Okay.
Right. The federal government, it hasn't thrown out the entire law, as I understand it, but some of the relevant portions that everybody was all jazzed up about, the police state, some of the police state stuff, they did put a hold on, basically, and they overturned it, and Arizona is appealing that now, et cetera. And so the perspective on Free Talk Live has been kind of mixed, right? Because on one hand...
bittersweet.
Right. Well, on one hand, we like the idea of freedom and people being able to cross, free people being able to cross borders freely. On the other hand, we also like the idea of smaller governance and, you know, getting rid of the federal government. So here on one hand, you've got the federal government stepping in and arguably doing something that is somewhat positive in aggregate for freedom of people in Arizona, people that are, you know, trying to make a better life for themselves, the immigrants. So on that one hand, you've got that sort of like some
people. It's sort of a battle sort of won. Possibly not great for the war.
Right. Well, I mean, it's not going to end the federal government or do anything like that. In fact, it enforces their power and everything. On the other hand, it's positive. One of the positive aspects of this is that it's going to piss off the people of Arizona, the more racist types or the bigoted types that, you know, don't want those people there, and maybe that'll drive them to I mean, they're not all bigots, I guess, but they certainly seems that way when you hear what their rhetoric. But maybe it'll drive them to seceding from the United States or something like that. I don't know. Maybe there'll be some long-term positive, directly positive result for
secession. Right. I think there's plenty of people out there that say that that say in their hearts and their minds that this is the law and the law should be enforced and that America simply can't handle an influx of people from, especially from one particular nation, coming in and swooping in and taking all the low-paying jobs. We, like, our economy and our culture simply can't handle it.
And as we pointed out, that's total nonsense.
Well, it doesn't matter whether they're right or not. It just matters whether they're genuine or not. They are on the same side as the bigots, but I don't think that makes them bigots, you know?
I agree with you, but that's how it comes off, typically. And
it can sound that way, but I don't think that I don't think it benefits anything to...
Well, they're bigoted against people who are from the outside of the United States, right? I mean, they're bigoted against them. Bigotry isn't necessarily racism, right?
I think that's what people are thinking in this instance.
Okay, well, I'm pointing out bigotry is not necessarily racism. So a lot of these people are we're the closed club now! You know, we let these people come in here from wherever the hell they were coming from, whether they're brown or not, and now it's all closed off, we don't want you anymore, etc. So, I mean, from one perspective, it's a shame that Arizona wasn't allowed to do this, drive all the good, hardworking immigrants out, have them go and get jobs in the rest of the country, and then watch as Arizona suffers from the economic downturn.
The death spiral.
Yeah, that will inevitably happen from that. And go ahead, you have yourself your little police state and see how that works out for you as kind of an experiment, right? So there's no real good positive liberty position, I don't think, that can be really, really taken on.
I don't know. I really don't want to. I know there's people who say, there's people who have an attitude that they want the government to get worse and worse so that people will see it for what it is and it'll go down faster and be opposed more readily and just as it becomes more of a police state and becomes more economically burdensome, that it will collapse under its own weight and all this stuff. And they want to speed that along. But my thought is, well, I don't know. First of all, I don't think that's the only and necessary way to go to deal with a police state. And secondly, the government has to just do every horrible thing until it collapses. You know, economically, as far as pissing people off so much that they finally oppose it, things like that. I don't think that's the only way to go to deal with an expansive government, for one thing. And secondly, I'm not ready to like sacrifice people along the way. In this case, some people will be, a whole bunch of people who would have been punished or whatever had this been able to go through are probably not. I'm not. It's going to be.
No, they're still going to be punished. In fact, that's what the story's about, is how one sheriff, guess who,
is
ready to lead the charge.
How about we start at the beginning of the alphabet for guesses?
Yeah, he's ready to lead the charge to say F you to the federal government. So on one hand, I see what you're saying, Dale, but on the other hand, do you want to support the federal government?
I don't want to support the federal government.
Right, so
I'm just saying that to me it's out of my hands.
You're right about that.
It's out of my hands. I'm just looking at it as it's just a fortuitous thing, perhaps.
Is it fortuitous though? I don't know about that because there's certainly a lot of stuff that's going to come out of it. Let's start with the Associated Press. The showdown over Arizona's immigration law played out in court and on Phoenix's sun-splashed streets on Thursday as the state sought to reinstate key parts of the measure, and angry protesters chanted that they refused to live in fear. Dozens were arrested, so mass arrests of some of these protesters down in Arizona. A federal judge's decision a day earlier.
So what do you think's better, just to pack up and leave Arizona? If you have that that tent and you don't have any reason to particularly stay, you can go to some other state. What do you think's a better idea? Get the heck out of Arizona?
I think you're crazy to live in Arizona if you love freedom. Yeah, I think it's crazy.
Okay.
Whoever you are, if you're looking for more freedom, and I think most immigrants that come here are looking for more freedom, you're mad to stay in Arizona with people like Joe Arpaio around. And we'll talk about him in a moment. A federal judge's decision a day earlier to block the strict law's most controversial elements didn't dampen the raging immigration debate. The judge has been threatened. Protesters rallied in cities from Los Angeles to New York. The sheriff of the state's most populous county vowed to continue targeting so-called illegal immigrants.
But sheriffs in other counties have said they're not enforcing this crap.
Have they?
Yeah.
Lawmakers or candidates in as many as 18 states, well, then in that case, I would say stay the hell out of Sheriff Joe Arpaio's county. That man's he's a madman and a sadist.
Basically the county in Arizona, though, you know?
Yeah. The lawmakers and candidates in as many as 18 states say they still want to push similar measures along the court because it's popular, right? Because they perceive that these measures are popular and that that will get them reelected. And
it's true. It's a very populist message. The idea that the immigrants are here illegally are stealing jobs.
Someone to hate. The boogeyman.
They're sucking off of the welfare, which to me is a welfare problem, not a not an immigration problem.
It's one of those buzz issues that there's certain buzz issues that will get a certain contingent of people really fired up to get involved politically, and those are your like foot soldiers in a political campaign. And so that's the thing, you pick a really hot and fired up issue like this, you'll really piss off a whole contingent of voters that just won't vote for you. But the people who love you, and then the people who will vote you for it, will probably kind of cancel that out. And then you'll have the people, because it's such a hot issue for certain people, you'll get your foot soldiers out of that. I mean, that's where you're going to get people that will go out and go to door for you, canvas neighborhoods, donate money to your campaign. I mean, that's what that sort of issue does for someone like that.
And it also gives people a boogeyman, something to be afraid of, something to
right.
They can
as
use
the government
that's polarizing.
Know,
as
the government fiddles while they burn America, we got to make sure we keep the immigrants out.
We have this totally a two-party system by the nature of the system, and it's a polarizing sort of issue, which is actually what is the whole point of politics in a two-party system.
The biggest problem that we have in this nation is the people. people that we elect to run it, not the people that come here in order to make a little bit more money than where they were at home.
Exactly. But the boogeyman of the immigrant keeps them distracted, keeps Americans distracted with someone to hate when they should be looking at the politicians as the real problem. There's more coming up here. We'll tell you more about what's happening in Arizona. Also take your calls at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk.
Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Hey, join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The wiki is there with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. WIKI.freetalklive.com.
From coast to coast, the increasingly militarized American police state has grown out of control. Peace officers have become law enforcement officers. It's an epidemic of police brutality and murder across our society. The answer? Film the cops and put it on YouTube. A critical mass of police brutality videos is being assembled online, and a change is going to come. Check out freedomcam.net. They offer discreet video cameras to help you avoid confiscation while you video. Freedomcam.net is also having a summer sale on spy video cams. It's freedomcam.net.
All right, let's continue here. We're talking about Arizona, where things are getting pretty heated. They're getting very interesting after the Arizona government people passed this law that essentially is a police state crackdown on people. Whenever the cops approach you, they're going to demand that you show some sort of...
They can.
I don't know, birth certificate or whatever. And they're going to start targeting everybody because, well, it's intended to target immigrants, but they're going to have to target everybody. Not that I support targeting immigrants. I support none of this. I think it's horrible. But that's what's happening. And then the federal government has stepped in and said, no, you can't do some of this stuff. They didn't say you can't do everything, but they said no to some of the key provisions. Arizona is appealing that. Sheriff Joe Arpaio is vowing to enforce the law anyway, in defiance of what the federal government is saying.
Right, well, the suggestion that this law really didn't do anything except sort of obligate the sort of morally obligate the police. It didn't actually obligate the police to do this, but you know, the idea that cops aren't checking to see if people are illegal immigrants in some states, come on, let's be serious here.
Let's go to your phone calls. There's more to the story, but first let's talk to Ed in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ed. Ed, Utah, going once. Ed in Utah.
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, there you are.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Sure, what's on your mind?
Hey, I appreciate what you guys just said last minute there, where, yeah, if the police are going to start asking everybody to show their papers, that's definitely a police state and not what we want.
Well, would it matter if they only asked one out of every 10 people to show their papers? I mean, I think any time they're asking people to show their papers when they're approached on the street is pretty police state-ish.
Yeah, I don't want any of that. I think that what I have an issue with, though, and a concern, and wanted to question you guys about it, is I don't think the immigrants are coming here just to make some extra money.
What do you think they're coming here for?
Well, there's a lot of freebies attached.
Sure. And
there's a big package deal they're coming here for, and that's not the right thing.
Maybe
to do
some
either.
Of them.
I think absolutely some of them are, Ed. And I think that here, let me draw an analogy for you. This is how I feel that America is sort of set up today. America says that, you know, we've got some stray cats around, so let's put out a bowl of cat food for the stray cats that can't seem to, handle feeding themselves. And then some other stray cats from other neighborhoods come to eat out of the bowl of free stuff, and we shake our fists and try to shoot at the cats. What kind of sense does that make? If you don't want stray cats, you stop putting out bowls of free food. Do you understand what I'm saying? I shouldn't be obligated to feed somebody's child who can't get a job or won't get a job or whatever in San Diego. Yeah. So why should I not be obligated to feed somebody's child who won't get a job over in Ciudad Juarez?
So to continue the analogy, in order to get rid of the stray cats, you get rid of the bowls of milk, and then you'll just have the cool cats that just, want to, be cool and work and stuff.
Eat the mice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think government has any role in welfare.
Well said,
I think
sir.
It should
well
be
said.
Left up to states, churches, and individuals. I mean, private organizations that are for the welfare of
the
people
they
want to serve is great.
Right.
They do so much better, yeah.
Right, the private organizations help people in a way that is actually productive. Instead of just getting them hooked on a check or something like that, they actually keep up with them to make sure that they're doing all right and that they're out looking for a job and they're getting training,
right.
Goodwill, for instance.
They cull out the people that don't want to get a job or anything like that. It's the people that actually need it that get it from the not-for-profits. Also, when you look at it, the government is all always less efficient than a private organization. So
by magnitudes.
I don't think you'd need a seventh of the money given to not-for-profits that gets put into the welfare system. Essentially,
right.
As I've heard the numbers...
So much bureaucracy being propped up,
right,
and administrators and
mooches off the system.
70 cents on every welfare dollar, it goes to buildings and bureaucrats and not to poor people.
And how many of the 30 cents go to people that don't need it?
Gets split by whatever number, and we don't know, by people that are professional mooches and third-generation welfare recipients, mm-hmm, with people who actually need it. So when you're looking at those kind of numbers, it could very well be that a seventh, an eighth of the money is actually needed to be funneled through charities. Because people always say, but if it wasn't mandatory, then everybody wouldn't pay their fair share. They don't need to. We just need a seventh of the money that currently gets funneled through welfare.
They're less about actually benefiting people in the most effective way and more about spreading the misery equally.
Mm,
it's like, yeah. I want the other people to suffer because I think poor people need money and I'm willing to give some of my money as long as he suffers too.
So,
you know?
Ed, do you have any other thoughts you want to share?
Well, I don't know if you guys have taken a look at the LDS Church's welfare programs.
I've not, no.
You might find it really interesting. I mean, the LDS Church is a forerunner in helping those who need it all over the world. The membership of the church donates any monies. It's not anything required. It's just donated stuff, and they do a really good job at it. And I think that would be a good plan for any organization to follow and get the government out of it. And my last comment is, I think our immigration situation has got problems on both sides. There's people coming here with a really scary attitude and not much education about what to do, what's right, that's right. And then
Like who? You got to be more specific.
Okay, well, there's people that come and say, well, I'm entitled to a free education. I'm entitled to free health care. I'm entitled...
What the heck have we told them for the last 30 or 40 or 50 years?
You mean the federal government?
And it's because our government is misinforming them and they're getting the wrong message, and that's where our government is...
Well, they're not my government.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I mean, the fact is, it's if you're going to blame that on somebody, I guess the only people you can blame that on is the American people.
Yeah.
I mean, they've sat around and said, okay, I guess it's okay if we make sure the government makes us pay for poor people. Well, if then poor people that live outside of the country say, what about me? I want free stuff,
well,
too. I don't want those people in this country.
Sure.
Agreed. I don't want them to come anywhere near here. I want the poor that want to work for a better life to come here. But there's only one way you're going to get it.
Right. And well, those people are coming. I firmly believe the majority of immigrants are people that just want a better life for themselves, and some of them are certainly going after welfare, but it's not as easy to get your hands on.
The vast majority of the economists that take a sort of middle road fair look at this rather than somebody who's paid by some right-wing organization, the economists say that immigrants are a net benefit. Currently, today, are a net benefit to the economy.
Hey, Ed, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 1-800-259-9231. Billy is in Jackson, listening to the TJ Network. Hello, Billy. Billy, in Jackson?
Yes.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yes. How are y'all tonight?
Super. What's on your mind, Billy?
Well, we hear a lot of talk about the immigrants and everything, but one of the things that I'm not hearing a lot about is the security of the borders.
Let's talk about it, Billy. Hey, if you can hang on, we'll let you talk about it here in a moment. More with Billy in moments at 800-259-9231. Security of the border. We will discuss if Billy sticks with us. 1-800-259-9231. Your calls are welcome as well. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new Evacuation Pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator gives start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy stuff like our webcam. Head over to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch and listen as well as chat. We've got it set up to where the chat room is built into the same page as the Free Talk Live webcam, so it's all there and it's all free. Go to cam.freetalklive.com, the webcam brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Yeah, Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer great prices and services on used networking equipment, such as Cisco routers and switches. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, at up to 99% off of list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. You can check them out at memorydealers.com.
All right, again, toll-free number 800-259-9231. Let's go back to Billy. He's listening to the TJ Network in Jackson, Tennessee. Billy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good to hear you guys.
Hey, good to have you back. So you wanted to talk about the border security. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you know, an open border means anybody can come across the border. You know, we need to have checks and balances in place. Our enemies, such as Al-Qaeda, are... anyone that decides they don't like...
Well, wait, well, slow down. Slow down. I want to just make sure you're aware of what you're saying. You're peppering your words with kind of this communal speak that we've all been trained to speak in, but I think is really a mistake. You say we, this, and our enemies. I don't know about you, but I don't really feel like I have any enemies, per se. What makes you think that Al-Qaeda is your enemy?
It's because of the things that I guess, you know, we have been told or heard through the government.
So the government told you this. Now, when
but,
the government tells you
this is
things,
the same government, don't forget, that had Al-Qaeda, they were writing checks to Al-Qaeda in the 80s. I mean, so at one point, Al-Qaeda was our friend, and now Al-Qaeda is our enemy. And one would, if you're going to use those collective terms, and
well,
one
how
would
about
have
the only enemies that the United States have.
How
people,
about we, in order to...
you prosperous...
How about in order to get to the point, we talk...
There's people who don't like you. There's people who... want to harm you
sure,
because
hey,
you're a prosperous country.
Stop for just a moment so we can move the conversation forward. How about for the sake of argument, we don't use the term Al-Qaeda. We say someone who intends innocent people harm in some form of terrorism or something, okay?
Okay,
well, how
that.
Does immigration is not going to stop that. I mean, someone only needs to go on vacation in America to do a terrorist attack. They don't need to move here.
Absolutely, but... if you can just walk across the border anywhere and the borders are not secured, then it makes it much easier to get in. It's kind of hard to get in through border checks.
But you don't really want them secure. You just said, you know, people are going to come here for vacation and stuff. And that's, you know, and essentially that's what a lot of people do. They just come here for vacation and they don't leave. So you have to, what are you going to do to, what are you going to do about that? Someone who say, oh, I'm coming on vacation and then they just don't leave. And they, you know, they're not hurting anyone or anything.
There's only an amount of elements that you can't stop. There's no way you can stop. But
so how would a wall, like, do you want to build a wall? Do you want to build a wall on the border? Are you going to let people cross the wall? Do you want to build a wall at the border?
I feel like that you stop the people from coming in that you can. You do not leave an open door for anyone who wants to do us harm.
How much
that you can close.
I see where you're coming from, Billy. How much inconvenience do you think is appropriate? Like for the average person or businessman or a trucker or whoever that's, you know, crossing the border for either pleasure or business or whatever, how much inconvenience do you think is appropriate?
We should have border crossings, but when you come to them, you know, you don't go out here and wade the river and cut a hole in the fence and jump the fence and come in. I mean, there's legal ways to come in. If you want to work, I'm sure there's a way that we can get you a visa to come in to work. If we're short of workers,
Billy,
then
you didn't. First of all, you're saying we this and we that as though some central authority would know how many workers the country needs. So some government bureaucrat somehow in possession of this
information. As if some bureaucrat is as competent as you are, because they're not.
And really, you didn't answer my question either. I asked you how much inconvenience is appropriate. I mean, how long should one have to wait before one can just cross through the border through all these checks and things like that you might have in mind? Just curious.
I don't see an issue with being able to cross the border. You need to know what's coming in our borders as far as weapons and guns.
So maybe like 5 hours? I mean, would 5 hours sitting and waiting as, you know, you're waiting for everybody to be interviewed and checked and...
You can't put a preset time. I mean,
I'm just asking.
Billy has a good point here. Billy, I agree that if you're going to run the world's policing organization, which I don't want to, I don't think I'm obligated to pay for the world's largest military that runs all over the world killing people's families when I don't feel like doing that. Yes, if you do that, if the military is doing that and the CIA is doing that, of course people will want to come in here and create terror. I think it's a multi-pronged approach. If you're going to have open borders, and that's what I'm for, you need to have a military that's, if you're going to have a military, it needs to stay within its own borders like the vast majority of militaries on the planet.
How do you feel about that, Billy?
I agree with you a lot of that. I believe we need to stay within our own borders. The only time I think we need to leave our borders is when we are directly threatened.
Now, when you say we, you mean the United States federal government, right?
The United States, the country that we live in.
Right, because I'm not the person...
Afghanistan is not threatening us.
I see.
Right, but do you see, Billy, that the whole threatening paradigm, and I agree with what you're saying, but the whole threatening paradigm is dangerous. Because I believe, I don't know about you, but in 2003 or whatever, when we attacked Iraq, I felt threatened because the news media, had kind of whipped everybody up, Democrats and Republicans alike. There were very few people that were against it. And it turned out it was all based on bull crap. It was, old intelligence, and intelligence that was gained through torture. And it turned out there were no nuclear weapons of mass destruction. There were some old sarin gas containers, but they were decades old at that point. And so this threatening thing can be just something that the CIA whips up,
to make it so that you get behind a war effort so they can continue to fund their military-industrial complex, etc.
Well,
so,
there's no doubt our government uses things to their favor, without a doubt.
So how about this one, then? Let's say... Oh, go ahead, Billy.
It's hard to deal with an issue like that. I mean, there's no way that you and I as an individual is going to be able to tell what is truth and what is fabricated.
Well,
you can pretty much believe that
if the government is saying it, it's probably not true. I mean, that's just a general... I mean, the politicians are not the most honest people. So I guess my question, Billy, is if you actually had a situation where the U.S. military wasn't invading other countries and killing people around the world, angering them, making them want to lash out at the United States, would you be all right with having, open borders and letting free people cross borders freely?
No.
No? Well, why not?
Not totally open borders.
What's wrong with freedom?
I think it's hard on our economy just to have open borders.
Why? Products and services.
The United States prospers and does so well within itself if everybody in the world says, hey, let's go there because, we get, like the other guy said, free this and free that.
First of all,
you're right.
I feel like you've got to have some kind of control and be able to control the influx.
He who attempts to control others, Billy, will inevitably find himself being controlled. As we already pointed out, ending welfare would be a really important point.
So if we stop the military expansion that we have and stop welfare, which includes public schools and hospitals being required to give free medical attention to people that they know can't pay, if we stop those things, are you for free and open borders, Billy?
I'm not for free and open borders. I would be more for... helping other countries to develop and learn to do what they can with the resources.
I don't want to pay for that, Billy.
I don't
want to write those countries checks.
I don't understand what the qualm is with open borders after those things are gone.
Well, wait a minute. But Billy, if you want to help other countries, you set your country free and show people what freedom does. It's unrealistic to believe
that some of their citizens will come here, they'll learn about it, and then they'll go home.
It's unrealistic to believe that everybody in the world is going
to
come here.
It don't take one or two bad apples to spoil the whole barrel. I mean... when you open your borders up to just anyone, you've got to have a certain amount of control.
You think bad apples only come from across the borders?
What, hang on, Billy. If you want, we can continue this discussion here in a moment. More with Billy, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. So we've tried to knock down some of the objections, but he's still in favor of border control.
I've been where Billy has been before. Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now
here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. If you enjoy this program, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board with the program, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom, because, darn it, that's important. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get perks too, like the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, amp-only podcast, which is absent our normal podcast commercials. You'll get all of that and more over at amp.freetalklive.com.
I just wanted to address that bad apples comment.
Let's bring Billy back on. I think he's still with us. Billy, listening to the TJ Network in Jackson. Are you there?
Hi, Billy.
I'm still here.
Now, recap real quick what you said about bad apples? Make sure we're remembering correctly.
He said a couple of bad.
Well, it just takes a bad apple or two to spoil everything, the whole barrel, the whole immigration system. If we have completely, totally open, free borders...
Well, let me address the bad apples comment before you go on about that. Because, my first thought is, how do you define a bad apple, and are there bad apples already on the side of the border? And if so, do we get to kick them out?
The
what's that?
There's bad apples on both sides of the borders, but one of my concerns...
So how do you define the bad apple? Like, bad apple is...
Criminals, people who,
Well, if someone's a criminal, then we address
people.
That a certain way, right? I mean, we have criminals already inside the border. We
Billy, the American Conservative Magazine.
Absolutely, and, that brings up the question of, if you got open borders, what's to stop other countries, other places, to open in their criminal system and say, hey, we don't want to feed you, we don't want to house you, we want to take care of you, we'll put you out here, you go to the United States. I mean,
Well, not all criminals are bad guys.
Kind of check.
I don't know if you know this, Billy, but Australia was actually created as a penal colony.
So was Georgia. As a matter of fact, most of Americans that, that can trace their lineage back to some people that were shipped over here for crimes.
So that kind of goes against the bad apple spoiling the bunch.
I understand that, and I have read that in the past, but do we want that to stay in time?
Well, the answer is it depends on the crime. I mean, do you want an axe murderer released across the border? I don't think we want that. However, these are sort of scare tactics. The American Conservative magazine recently had an article in it where they compared, and nobody's done this, and if they have done it, they don't publish it, and here's the reason. It's because Hispanics, that's illegal and legal, all mixed together, Hispanics of a certain, of any age group, are basically about as criminally oriented as whites are of that same age bracket. So you can't say, so the idea that Hispanics are committing more crimes, it may be true if you look at their population versus ours. It's just that their population tends to be younger because they're crossing borders. There aren't any septuagenarians with canes trying to get across the rattlesnakes in the Rio Grande.
Well, to begin with, they know when they cross the border, they're committing a criminal act.
You commit a criminal act every day, Billy. Don't give me that crap. Haven't you ever sped?
Do you know how many?
I mean,
do you
have out-of-date medication in your medicine cabinet?
Do you know how many millions of laws are on the book? Do you know that, like, there's just statistics out there that people are breaking laws every day?
Every day.
I mean, as soon as we make it illegal to cross the border, then yes.
You don't know is when you maliciously break a law like they're maliciously.
When you
breaking,
maliciously, do you ever speed?
Wait.
There's a difference between wait. Now, hold on, Billy. There's a difference between breaking a bunch of laws that you don't know about. Do you ever speed?
If you get caught speeding, the law pulls in behind you, do you take off and run from the law?
No, because they're going to kill me.
But no, they're not going to kill
yes,
you.
Yes, they will. If I take off and run, they could possibly shoot me or run me off the road.
And they're probably going to give you a tune-up when they do catch you.
I'm sorry, what, Billy?
You're breaking the law that you know is bad enough. You need to run. You broke the law and you need to run. Then you're a criminal. It's not just something that's
I'm afraid we must be miscommunicating here. Have you ever sped? Is my question.
Okay.
Have you, Billy, ever sped? Have you ever gone higher in your vehicle than the speed limit?
Did you go 40 and a 35?
Absolutely, I have.
You're an illegal, Billy. How's it feel?
It feels pretty good knowing that if the law pulls behind me, I'll stop. And I'll take my ticket.
But you broke it knowing you're...
But you're admitting you're an illegal, though, right? I mean, have you ever drank under the age of 21?
No, I haven't.
Really? Come on.
With you, no.
Hey, thanks, Billy. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Billy's an illegal.
800-259-9231. You know, it's interesting. Just before we go on, we got a lot of people who want to talk about this, obviously. Anytime we talk about immigration, it just opens up the floodgates. And I appreciate everybody who's called me. But I want to make one statement about one thing that Billy said there. And is this idea of these scary people coming in, right? You know, it's axe murderers and rapists and drug dealers and all these terrible people coming in here. Now, isn't it interesting that this is coming from, and I'm going to jump to a conclusion here and say that Billy's a conservative. I'm just going to jump to a conclusion. Now, isn't it interesting that this is coming from the same kind of people that have this pro-gun mentality, right? The conservatives supposedly get it about owning firearms. They understand that, you know, when you own firearms and you don't put your defense in the hands of the government, you're more likely to be able to defend against a criminal.
When seconds count, the law is only minutes away.
Right. Now, conservatives tend to understand about this. Am I right about that? Like,
generally.
They get it. So on one hand, you've got this, you know, these big, tough, gun-toting conservatives who are saying, Mom and government, please keep me safe from those axe murderers that are coming across the border. Why don't you just trust yourselves? Why don't you trust the American people to take care of their darn selves? Look, if an axe murderer comes across the border into the so-called United States, where they come into Texas or some other place where it's relatively gun-free. I mean, there's gun freedom in these areas. Like, you can carry guns. It's not as hard in Texas to carry a gun as it is, or in Arizona or whatever, as it is in New York City, for instance, or in Washington, D.C. So why would someone who is violent want to come into an area where people are armed? Don't conservatives...
Well, that's the whole point of wanting to protect their Second Amendment rights, right?
Right.
So how about compromise? How about you get to keep your Second Amendment rights so that you, just in case these violent people coming over the borders, and that way you can protect yourself from all those people, whether they're locals or whether they came over the border.
Right.
I mean, that's what gets me about the bad apple comment. I mean, hold on. He admits there's bad apples here. He said bad apple spoils the whole bunch, but he was specifically referring to bad apples from over the border.
Yeah.
Wait, what is the difference between a bad apple that's here and a bad apple over the border?
Right, are you somehow
the whole bad apple spoiling the bunch? I mean,
are you less able to defend yourself against a Mexican home invader versus a white home invader? I mean, the gun fires the same bullet.
A Mexican home invader will spoil the bunch, but a white home invader. We deal with them in some other way or whatever. I don't know.
Do you understand where I'm coming from here? I mean, these people who generally seem to get the idea that individual gun ownership keeps people safe,
right,
are basically pawning off their protection, the idea of who's going to keep them safe, not on themselves, but on the government. They're saying, well, we need a big government to, have border security.
That being afraid of criminals come across the border is a load of crap. They just want protectionism. It's just about, kind of being greedy and keeping everything to yourself. And from people who honestly just want to earn what they get and are going to add to the economy here. They're going to produce things and trade and sell and buy to in our economy and support themselves. And there's nothing to be there's no need to be worrying about that you have to keep everything to yourself and hoard your little piece of the pie. There's going to be a bigger pie if you let other people contribute to it.
So
stop being so terrified of that. And that's what it's really about. It's not about criminals coming over the border because you've got your guns, or if you don't, you should move to a state where you can have guns, mm-hmm. like New Hampshire, and protect yourself and quit expecting the government to do it for you.
Well,
like
you're
said.
Bigot, please don't move up here if you're a bigot.
Well, yeah,
I prefer you not.
If you're calling people that cross the border bad apples, then I have to wonder what.
Now, also,
I don't
here's
know
another,
that that's
to dig a little deeper. Isn't it also an implicit admission? The statement that we need better border security, we need the federal government to, build a wall, to put people on the borders, etc. Isn't that statement an implicit admission that our police really suck at keeping us safe? The local boys and the stateies, they can't do crap to actually protect us from these murderers and these rapists
and
everything.
They're not supposed to. Cops are cleanup crews. They're not crime prevention.
They'll
units.
Follow a report.
But if that's an implicit admission that the local boys suck, what makes you think the Border Patrol is going to do a better job of keeping these people out? What makes you think that? What makes you think that the federal government, this big behemoth of an organization, is somehow going to do a better job of keeping you safe than your local cops that are more accountable?
That's the other thing. Conservatives, supposedly, at least by rhetoric, are always in favor of local government over massive centralized government. Until they want a certain thing from that massive government,
right?
Like,
then it's okay. Then there's no proposal that goes too far. We've heard everything from underground electric fences to helicopter pads to machine gun turrets.
So much empty rhetoric. Oh my God! So much empty rhetoric.
It's so
coming
much
out
violent
of
rhetoric. It's violent rhetoric, and it's disturbing. We'll take your calls coming up here. Hour number three is on the way. If you're on hold, we will get to you. Do be patient at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It doesn't have to be immigration. You can do anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Hour three, up next.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand this.